everything yet.
Oh, everything looks so good.
Oh, you really think so? Does the table look okay? Is there enough food?
Oh, now, Thelma, relax. This is going to be the best block party ever. Oh, I just wish Mother was up to coming.
What's wrong with her this time?
Nothing. She just hates all the neighbors.
Okay, Miss Harper, where do you want the balloons?
Why don't you tie those to your shoulders and hope they'll hold that dress up? Just go put them on the railing over there. Denton, get over here. Grab one of those folding chairs and put it over this patch of crabgrass that you forgot to pull.
Mama, it looks okay.
Denton, Mayor Tutwiller does not give the Golden Troll Award for okay lawns. It is for the most beautiful yard in the city.
Well, what makes you think the mayor's going to give the Golden Troll Award to us?
Well, he said he's coming to the block party to make a very important announcement. What else could it be?
Maybe something important.
Go help the bimbo with the balloons. Hey! No, I'm sorry, Ralph, but we are not going to touch this food until the mayor gets here. No. Iola, come on over here, will you please? Guard that in, will you? I will not have this pack of chow hounds destroying my lovely buffet before His Honor is even seen. Get back up, you vultures!
Oh, hey, Grandma. How's the party going?
Oh, swell. Everybody is having the best time.
Gee, nobody's touching the food.
Put those devil eggs down. Those are Mayor Tutwiller's favorite. Remember the church potluck?
Oh, my, that man ate every one of Thelma's deviled eggs and begged for more.
Well, Grandma, I don't have time to wait for the mayor. I gotta get to the library.
Oh, Bubba, you're not staying for the party?
No, I got a research paper due on the founder of Raytown, James A. Ray.
Yeah, we know who he is. You actually think that that old dead coot is more important than my block party?
He is to my history professor.
Don't even think about it, Ralph.
Hey, look, everybody. It's Mayor Tutwiller.
Let's eat. Oh,
Mr. Mayor, welcome to my humble home. Would you care for a deviled egg?
No, thank you, Mrs. Harper. I got sick as a dog on some at the church potluck. I haven't been able to look at another one since.
You're out. Eat up.
Howdy, Your Honor.
Oh, Vinton, Naomi. My, Mrs. Harper, I don't think I've ever seen your yard look lovelier.
Oh, you really think so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you have a seat over there by my peonies, and Vinton will get you a plate of food.
Oh, well, I'm afraid my schedule doesn't permit me to stay. In fact, if I may, I'd like to begin my little announcement.
Oh, by all means. All right, you pigs, quit feeding your faces. Come on, His Honor has a very important announcement.
Thank you, Mrs. Harper. Thank you, and all you lovely residents of Ray Lane. As mayor, I often attend neighborhood gatherings like this to make presentations such as the Golden Troll Award. But such is not the case today.
Well, why the hell did you bring it up?
No, today I bring to you people an honor far more significant. After careful consideration, the city council has designated this block as the newest municipal collection facility.
A municipal collection facility. What is that?
It sounds like a fancy name for the city dump.
Right you are, Mrs. Harper. It was between your block and the swamp bottom. Congratulations, you won.
We won, Mama, we won.
Shut up! You're not going to get away with this, Tutwiller. Mm-hmm. We will not let you come into our neighborhood and destroy it, will we?
No!
We will not give up our beautiful homes for some damn dump, will we?
No!
For each house on this block, the city will pay $30,000.
You cannot bribe us with 30,000 bucks, can he? Can he? See, this is the place where y'all are supposed to say no.
And we say no, Ms. Harper. It's $30,000.
Right you are, my dear. And the council has declared the right of eminent domain. Besides, $30,000 is far above the market value for these tired old places.
What Wait a minute. You mean you can just come in here and kick us out of our homes just like that?
Well, of course not. That would be unconscionable. No, you have 30 days in which to vacate. Well, now, Mr. Tarper, I believe I will try some of your delicious food.
You take one bite and it'll be your last. For 30 more days, this place still belongs to me. Now, you get off of my property, you scum.
Good to see you all. Have a nice day.
Bye, Mr. Mayor.
Well, Thelma, what are we going to do now?
Well, I say party while you can. Before long, we're all going to be down in the dumps.
Yeah, but, Ralph, we've only got 1 week left. Well, I'm just trying to delay the demolition. Well, I'm sorry for interrupting your breakfast, but don't you think that saving this neighborhood is a little more important than your weak Tina getting cold? Hello? Hello? Well, I hope you burn your tongue, you big fat tub of lard.
No luck with your petition, Mama.
What is wrong with this neighborhood? All they see are dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs.
Yeah, 30,000 of them.
Oh, stop drooling. This house is worth a lot more than money. Have you given any thought at all to what's going to happen to you if it is torn down? Huh? 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 Have you?
I figure I'll move into the dorm.
Oh, well, you've just got all the answers, don't you, Mr. Hotshot College Man?
Okay, I'm out of here.
What, without breakfast?
Yeah, I gotta finish up this paper on the founder of Raytown. The history books are full of facts on his life, but I can't find one word on how he died. I'm gonna go check out the morgue.
Bubba, I don't think they keep the bodies for more than a day or two.
No, Uncle Vint, I was talking about the newspaper morgue where they store all the old clippings.
Well, excuse me, Mr. Hotshot College Man.
Better tell Bubba to get in here if he wants some breakfast. I'm not a short order cook.
He's already left for school.
Well, why didn't he tell me? I could have made him something to go.
Listen to this ad. Lux 4 Burr Ing Tude Fripple WW Carp 27K.
Gee, Skeeter, whatever it is, I'm not sure I want it.
Honey, this is real estate lingo. For our dream house, it means a luxury four-bedroom English Tudor with a fireplace and wall-to-wall carpeting for only $27,000.
Wow.
Well, I say stick your fripple where the sun don't shine. We're not moving.
Miss Harper, you have got to face the facts.
The fact is, I will not let Tuck Willer come in here and destroy my house. Been here a lot longer than he has, and it's in much better shape.
How old is this place, anyway?
Who knows? When Carl and me moved in, it was sitting all by itself on an old deserted country road. It was so peaceful and serene. Carl snapped it up.
He told me it was because it was so cheap.
It was cheap and serene. I'm not about to let it go.
Mama, you've tried everything you could to stop him.
That is not true. The governor has not answered my letter yet about naming this block a historical monument.
Governor Speck is never going to believe that Ray Lane was an ancient Indian burial ground.
He will, too. I sent him that arrowhead I found in the backyard.
Mama, that was plastic. Part of my old Tonto costume.
Well, fine, Kemosabe. I still got that environmental angle up my sleeve.
Oh, yeah? What is that?
Well, you know, like if I could prove that this block was the home to some rare species of bizarre bird. No, they'd never buy it.
Buy what? A new house? I hear you can get a Lux 4 Burr Ing Tude for only $27K.
Lord, Iola, don't tell me you've turned traitor, too.
Well, Thelma, like it or not, we have to vacate by the end of the week. The sooner you accept it, the easier it'll be.
Yeah, Mama, you got to start looking at this as a change for the better.
Vinton, a cure for psoriasis would be a change for the better. Non-fat pork sausage would be a change for the better. Turning my show place into a dump is not a change for the better.
Oh,
I know somebody who could use some cheering up. Let's say you and I get dressed, go downtown and rent our U-Hauls before the rush.
Let's say you haul your butt out of my kitchen. I don't care what the rest of you quitters do. I ain't packing so much as a toothpick.
Thelma, did you what?
Well, what in the world are you doing?
The limbo aisle. Will not let those bozos tear down a dirty house. I moved in here clean, I will leave it clean.
Excuse me. Well, I guess this is everything.
Mama, what in the world are you doing?
Well, what is with you people? This is a mop. This is water. That is the floor. I'm mopping the damn floor.
Come on, Mama. Come on. You got to let go. We'll be just fine at Aunt Effie's until we find a place of our own.
Yeah, Miss Harper. Come on outside. They're getting ready for the groundbreaking ceremony.
Groundbreaking my foot. Heartbreaking is more like it.
Now, come on, Thelma. Do you good to get out of this gloomy room.
Gloomy? Some of the best times of our lives have been spent right here in this room. How could you forget all the dinners we've had, all the games we've played, all the beers I've drunk?
Come to think of it, honey, you and I were married in this room.
I'm talking about the good times.
You know, with all the furniture gone, kind of reminds me of the year me and Daddy chopped down the Christmas tree.
Oh, that beautiful silver spruce. That thing was so big we could barely get through the front door. Better push all the furniture back. We set it right here in the middle of the room.
Yeah, nearly a 12-footer. Scrape the ceiling. Look, the spot's still there.
And I always thought that was water damage.
I remember that Christmas like it was yesterday. You invited all us Boylans over for a tree trimming party.
Yeah, it was a magical night. The eggnog flowed like water.
Yeah, that's probably why Daddy fell when he was trying to put the star on top.
Was he hurt?
No. Luckily, Miss Boylan broke his fall. I tell you what, we laughed till we cried.
As I recall, you did the laughing, Mother did the crying.
Then all us kids started crying when the fire broke out.
What fire?
Well, see, Eunice wanted an old-fashioned Christmas tree, you know, with the real candles. Her little heart was in the right place.
Unfortunately, her little candles weren't. Tree went up like the tower in Inferno.
Oh, it only looked that way to you because you were a kid. I grabbed that bowl of eggnog. I put that sucker out in 2 seconds flat.
Yeah, it ruined all our Christmas presents. Imagine waking up to warped Lincoln logs that smelled like Jack Daniels.
Honey, that sounds absolutely horrible.
Well, it was the worst Christmas I ever spent.
Well, I would like to thank you all for this lovely stroll down memory lane. Now get out, all of you.
Oh, now, Mama.
Go on, get out, and just leave me be. Just leave me to my fond memories. Last thing I want to hear now is the truth. Oh, that may be the last time I ever get to slam that door on anyone.
Grandma, I got some great news. Guess what?
Mayor Tutwiller got run over by a bulldozer?
Oh, I uncovered the mystery of James A. Ray's death.
Well, Bubba, you'll forgive me if I don't light a Roman candle.
You see, it wasn't in any of the papers because it was a big scandal. But I found the police report at the Hall of Records, and get this, James A. Ray died in a house of ill repute.
Well, at least he went with a smile on his face.
And I think it was a pretty famous house, too. Mob O'Dean's, number 1 Old Decatur Road.
Fine, Bubba. I'm not interested in some old cat house where that old geezer... Did you just say Old Decatur Road?
Yeah, number 1.
Bubba, you are an angel! Where is your copy of that police report?
Well, I don't have it. It's in my locker at school.
Well, hurry up. You've got to get down there and bring it back to me right away.
But, Grandma...
No time for butts, Bubba. You've got to get that back to me as quick as you can. Hurry! Now, all I got to do is figure out where I packed that deed, and we are home free.
Look out, lady. Look out.
Okay, Dave, let her on down.
Say, I don't suppose I could talk you boys into taking a little break, say, for an hour or two?
Are you kidding? Why, in 2 hours, we're going to have this whole place leveled.
Uh-oh. Looks like the ball's in my court now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic moment in the life of our fair community. Thanks to your gallant sacrifices, Raytown will now be known as the Double Dump City.
Honey, where's your mama?
I don't know. I guess she just couldn't bear to watch.
And now I shall release the ball and let the wrecking begin.
What is all of this?
Oh, now please, Mrs. Harper, come away from your house. We're about to start the demolition.
Oh, was that today? I think I must have slipped my mind.
Poor dear, the strain's been too much for her.
Oh, Mayor Tutwiller, would you mind holding your ball for just a minute while I say goodbye?
Why, certainly. Certainly, you go right ahead, Mrs. Harper.
Thank you, kind sir. Goodbye, house. Goodbye, door. Goodbye, doorknob.
Fine, Miss Harper. Now,
goodbye, window. Goodbye, porch railing. Goodbye, squeaky step.
Do something. Your mama's cracking up.
Farewell, azaleas. Adios, peonies.
Mrs. Harper.
I ain't finished yet. Goodbye, crabgrass. Nice knowing you, Mr. Earthworm. Oh, dirt. Oh, ants. Fly away home, little ladybug. Fly away if you can find a home to fly to.
Come on, Mama.
Leave me alone, Denton. I haven't said a word yet to the hose.
I'm sorry, but we must proceed now. Now I shall release the ball and let the wrecking begin.
No, I won't let you destroy my home. You can't.
Mrs. Harper, move. Oh, Lord.
I will.
Woman.
Mama,
there's a baby! Grandma, get the police report!
Oh!
Do it!
Y'all sure as hell ain't hatching an egg up here!
Oh, shame, Mrs. Harper, shame. Your cheap theatrics cannot stop progress.
No, but this can. This is the police report on the death of James A. Ray, the founder of our wonderful city.
Oh.
Oh, is right. And just where exactly do you think it is that Mr. Ray drew his last historical breath?
Where?
Right there in my house.
You mean this was Ma Bodine's? You know, she was a...
Wonderful old lady. Not by one at all.
You see this now. Wait a minute. This says Ma Bodine's address was number 1 Old Decatur Road.
That's right. Take a look at the deed to my house.
Number 1 Old Decatur Road. Well, Mrs. Harper, I guess I have no choice but to declare your home a Raytown historical landmark. Looks like we'll have to find another dump site.
We won!
Says who? I want my money. And the worst part is, we're still stuck with her as a neighbor.
Oh, waddle on back to your own side of that street, you porker. How do you like that? I ride on a wrecking ball to save their tacky houses, and that's the thanks I get.
Well, Thelma, you did cost everybody $30,000.
Yeah, there goes our 4-bedroom dream home.
Now we're stuck living in a brothel.
Oh, Mama, what have you done to us?
Out loud, what is the big deal here? You know something, there isn't all that much difference between my house and Ma Bodine's. You're both full of the lowlife of Raytown.